I wasn't.
Oh, hi,
welcome
Jeff.
Back. Hi, Alan. How have you been?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
How was your week?
It's been a really crazy week.
Unseasonably
good weather.
Unseasonably good weather, as usual.
Here we are. Every week we take a moment to sit down and do
our
podcast.
That's not interesting.
That's not interesting.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Alan.
And I'm Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Alan. What is this, episode 5?
This is episode
6. Congratulations on making it to 6 episodes.
I just can't believe it. It feels like we've done them all so quickly.
Yeah, it does. Every week it's just like...
Can't believe we've been doing
it
for
another
week.
And we've gotten one email total since we started. And it was very flattering, and we appreciate that.
Yeah,
Jeff,
out there, Jeff, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Thanks
for that
sweet email.
I wanted to propose something to the audience.
You can't propose to our audience.
Not marriage. No. I mean, I have a proposition.
We're going to have to clear this through legal. You can't just do this.
We have a legal department?
Yeah, you can't just do this.
That's so awesome.
I know. I mean, we've got so many listeners.
Well, I was going to ask if anyone thought, first of all, should we name our episodes?
Oh, yeah, that's actually good. We don't need legal on that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's something I wanted to post to the audience. And, oh, I forgot what the other thing was. segments that people might be interested in?
Yeah.
I've got one.
Yeah, what's that?
Spelling bee.
Oh, all right. B-E-E.
First word's automatopoeia.
Okay, should Alan and I both do it at the same time? Try and spell it?
No, you gotta take turns.
All right.
Onomatopoeia.
I did it!
Also, I think that we have a commercial. We've got a new sponsorship.
What was this one?
Deal. With the Shape Store.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to do a little pitch for the Shape Store?
No.
And we're off here.
Right.
Shape Store. Need a shape? Get a shape. Get in shape. Got some shapes. No colors, just shapes.
I know you guys are always out there looking for shapes and listening to us.
There's now this great new place where you can go and get shapes.
Yes.
Go get your shapes.
Shape Store.
At theshapestore.com.
Shapestore.com. Put in our promo code, notinterestingpodcast.com@gmail.com.
And you will get 10% discount.
On any shapes other than a circle.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, psychic
shapes. Yeah, circles
shapes.
Are like, I don't know, that costs a lot.
Yeah,
it's
that's not
really
easy.
It's really hard to do a circle.
Well, I mean, they're really complicated. I mean, to have a perfect circle, it's like, whoa, you know.
You
yeah.
got pie. So.
Isn't that a hardcore band?
But wouldn't it just be like a,
I think
wouldn't
it
just be like a cylinder?
A hardcore band?
Huh?
A cylinder?
Yeah, if it's just a circle, that's like...
Circle gets
like
square.
A two-dimensional, I see what you're saying.
It would be a cylinder.
Yeah, you just make a cylinder and then you just cut out the
then
circle.
But then it's still a cylinder.
What do you think of Tic Tac Blow Me?
Tic Tac Blow Me, that's also another one of our sponsors.
Yes, Tic Tac Blow Me. It's the, well, I guess you wouldn't call Tic Tac Toe a board game, would you?
It's the board game of a generation that died 2,000 years ago.
The giant generation.
I heard if you give somebody a blowjob with a lifesaver in your mouth, they, like, their dick falls off.
That's what I've heard too.
Wait, get the fuck out of here. I heard that blowing into someone's vagina could kill them.
I don't think that. Although the best way to kill somebody is a shotgun up the vagina.
You're a sick person.
Blow
you want some spinach?
But the best way to kill yourself is to give somebody a hug and shoot yourself in the head.
Wow.
Damn, that's dark.
It's really loud too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can you get a silencer? Can you do it with a silencer?
Why not?
Because then the person might, even with a really good silencer, the person you're hugging might not even know he did it.
I think they might.
Yeah, I don't need this anymore.
Well, then what are you gonna do with
it? Put
it
back in my freezer.
Well, I'm gonna leave it there for 1 second while I get up.
You're not.
Oh my god.
You can't get up.
I can't. I'm really hurt.
You're
oh
just
my
stuck
gosh!
Here
look
now.
At that foot.
Does it look bad?
It looks awful.
Yeah.
Put it away.
God, what am I going to do? I need to just have a surgery.
Put a sock on it.
I can't. The damn dog took my sock. I need those socks.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, the damn dog took my sock. I'm sorry, Dumpy. You're not a damn dog. My ass hurts.
So,
Dumpy, where do you put socks? Here it is.
Would you consider getting it amputated and getting like a...
What, my sock?
Your foot. And getting a new foot.
Yeah, just get a brand new foot.
What do I look like?
Isn't that a James Brown song? Papa's got a brand new foot.
Papa's got a brand new foot. Lieutenant Dan. Dumpy, take that back into the bedroom for me. Thank you, Dumpy. Go.
Dumpy, no.
So, let's have, like,
another word from our sponsors?
We already did. We already
so
did
many
that.
Sponsors.
Yard Sale Consulting.
Oh, yes, that's the other one we want to talk about. Yard. We are joined in the studio now by, what is your name?
Merlinda Hintergrinner.
Some jerk who wants to talk about her new business.
Came here.
As a yard sale consultant. Now,
so, you're having a yard sale because you want to sell your shit, right? Like, you're not trying to hold on to your stuff. So,
yeah, okay.
Tip number one, put all your best shit out front so that when people are driving by, they're like, hey, that yard sale looks good. Number two, use fucking tables. Get your shit off the ground. Nobody wants to bend down on the ground to hold your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Three, you're selling clothes. Use a garment rack, can you please, and hang stuff up so people can look through it. Four, prices, be reasonable. You're not trying to hold on to the stuff. If you don't sell it, you're giving it to Goodwill. There's no money in that.
Can I ask a couple questions? First of all, bargaining? Is bargaining...
encouraged.
Yeah, but how do you handle bargaining?
Make an offer.
If you're the person, do you accept the first offer? Or, I mean, what's the etiquette there?
You try to split the difference.
I always say that. And also, signage.
Signage is important.
I hate that word.
Also, don't leave it up too long. Because nothing infuriates my mother like an old yard sale sign.
That's actually true. That's true.
Tell us more about your mother.
Yeah, let's talk about your mom.
Oh my god, let's not talk about my mom. All
right, let's talk about something else. Your mom's a lovely person.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about her.
That's fine.
Christmas.
Let's do like a point counterpoint. That would be a fun thing to do.
You think that's what the podcast is going to become?
No, I don't think it's... I just think it's a segment we can have on right now.
Okay, point one. I don't think this is a good idea.
I do, because we're running out of shit to talk about.
Well, maybe we shouldn't be doing a podcast.
Then why are we doing it? Because, I mean, it's very fun. That's why we're doing it. And we have a loyal following at this point. We've been on the air for 6 weeks. 6 freaking weeks, and everyone is talking about this.
Psst, none of that is true.
In 6 weeks, it will be true.
I just, I like how the cast of characters keeps growing.
It does. Doesn't it?
That's a lot of fun.
Dumpy. Dumpy's happy. You are happy.
Regular Phil. He's on the street.
Yeah, regular Phil, man on the street. Someone needs to adapt the persona of regular Phil. Go.
I just don't think regular Phil makes sense unless we explain the whole little Phil story. I don't know who these guys are.
Yeah, Paolo doesn't even know.
So Melissa's a resident storyteller. You might as well tell a story.
We might have to take a break to set the story up. Because there's some videos involved.
So you want to, what, put those videos online?
No, I think we should... stop this podcast and educate Pablo on the backstory of Lil Phil.
You can't tell the story without visuals.
No, I think they're actually.
Oh, so you want Pablo? You want to show him the real deal so that he can comment when we do the segment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next time.
Next week. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I respect that.
Okay, well, seasonably good weather here.
Yes, and this is episode 6. And thank you for calling in and emailing in and letting us know that you want us to name our
and all the fan mail.
All the fan mail.
And the hate mail.
Hate mail,
really
swim
like
fan.
The hate
Thanks
mail.
Thanks for talking about Swim Fan with us. That was a great movie.
Oh, yeah. And keep buying the merchandise, too.
Oh, yeah.
Keep buying
the
merchandise.
The
t-shirts. Coffee mugs.
Tote bags.
And support our sponsors, the Shape Store.
And the bagged spinach.
And
the frozen salts.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks to our friend, the garage... sale consultant for being on the show this week.
Next week, maybe we'll talk about regular Phil.
And as a cliffhanger, What became of my sock?
Where'd the socks go?